Good morning. Today is April 9th, 2008. This is Centennial College Radio News at 11. I'm Dave Bowden with Abby Crosby and Simone Costello. We'll have a high of 19 today with cloudy periods and showers. Here's what's making news today. Police are searching for a suspected carjacker involved in a hit-and-run in the East End earlier this morning. The Jays hosted the Oakland Athletics last night in the first of their three-game series at the Rogers Center. Abby will have that score for you, as well as a look at the start of the NHL playoffs. And a music legend has received a special honor, winning a Pulitzer Prize. Simone has that story coming up in entertainment. Police are searching for an alleged carjacker involved in a hit-and-run accident this morning in the East End of Toronto. They say the suspect was driving a stolen van when he rear-ended another vehicle at the intersection of Warden and Lawrence Avenues just before 7:30 a.m. The driver of the van then fled on foot and attempted to seize another vehicle from a female motorist, according to police. Police described the suspect as a white male with shoulder-length, black, greasy hair and bad acne. He was also last seen wearing a long, dark coat. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 416-222-TIPS. The job market appears to be shrinking across the country. With young adults graduating from Canadian colleges and universities at a high rate, there seem to be too many qualified applicants for too few jobs. Derek Morrison reports.
With all of the baby boom generation retiring over the next decade, there's actually jobs to be found in the workplace for young adults. Jobs are found in all areas of work. It really just takes hard work, time, perseverance, and good luck to find these job openings. The key to finding one of these openings, however, is finding a job that someone actually enjoys doing. Brian Anthony, 22-year-old manager at the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, and also a 2007 graduate from Algonquin College in Ottawa, says that his timing and experience had a lot to do with him entering the working world.
Timing. They needed someone, and I was just in the right place at the right time, and I had previous management experience. That, combined with graduating from hotel restaurant management, just ended up getting me the position.
Obviously, there are both pros and cons to being so young in a world full of people who have been working longer than some of these young adults have been alive. But Brian says that you just have to overcome and prove that you belong with the big boys.
Cons are definitely that you're looked upon as a baby who doesn't know what they're doing, and you have to prove yourself. Pros being that you're straight out of school, so you're fresh and your mind's ready to be molded, and you're like new blood to the organization, so you bring a lot to the table.
Not everyone wants to enter into the hotel business, obviously, but with Brian as an example, he proves that with hard work and good people skills, young adults can succeed in the working world in whatever field it is they choose to follow.
I'd say a major thing is references, as many as you can get, whether it be through peers or teachers. They're going to help you a lot down the way, and persevere and just be relentless.
From the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, Derek Morrison, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
A 5-year-old boy, found yesterday in the bathtub of his parents' North York apartment with no vital signs, has died this morning in the hospital. Police remain tight-lipped about the incident, but according to reports, the boy was in the care of a babysitter while his parents were at work yesterday morning. Emergency crews rushed to the Jane Street apartment at 11 a.m. yesterday and found the infant not breathing. They rushed him to Humber River Regional Hospital for treatment, but the 5-year-old was pronounced dead this morning. The police forensics unit was at the apartment yesterday investigating. And finally, demonstrators held a rally in San Francisco last night to protest China's hosting of the Olympic Games. Celebrities such as Richard Gere and former Nobel Peace Prize winner Archbishop Desmond Tutu were on hand to protest China's record on human rights and its strong hold over Tibet. The Olympic torch relay makes its only North American stop in San Francisco today, and more protesters are expected to block its path, as they've done in Paris and London. And now, here's Abby with sports.
Thanks, Dave. Hi, everyone. In Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays had a tough game last night at the Rogers Center. It was close, but the Oakland Athletics crept past them. They beat the Jays 9-8. Toronto got off to a good start. Vernon Wells hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. A.J. Burnett gave up 6 runs, though, and the Jays tried to play catch-up for the rest of the game. They caught up to the A's 3 times, but never got ahead. This was the first of 3 games against Oakland. They play again tonight at home. From the ball field to the curling rink, Canada's men's team beat Germany at the World Curling Championship last night in North Dakota. Kevin Martin's rink won 9-4 in 9 ends. They were up against Andy Kapp, last year's silver medalist. Martin took the lead after scoring 3 points in the opening end and 2 more in the third. Germany never recovered. Canada plays China and the Czech Republic today. The round robin ends Thursday after 2 games against Switzerland and the United States. Canada's women's soccer team vies for a spot at the Olympics tonight. Right now they're in Juarez, Mexico at the Olympic qualifying tournament. They beat Costa Rica 2-0 on Sunday and advance to the semifinal tonight. They're up against Mexico. If they win, they'll be packing their bags and heading to Beijing this summer to represent Canada. Also, a win will pit them against either Costa Rica or the U.S. in the final game. In sports news on the East Coast, a New Brunswick middle school has something to cheer about. The Quispamsis Cougars cheerleading team took home silver at a recent competition and look forward to going for gold, Jill Clausen reports.
Ready! 5, 6, 7, 8!
The Quispamsis Middle School Cougars cheerleading team kicked off its season in style. The team performed in its first competition of the 2008 season on Saturday, March 1st in nearby St. John. The Cougars placed second out of 8 teams. Coach June Gates, who has been coaching the team for 4 years, credits this to the fact that the Cougars practice hard and are truly dedicated to their sport.
It's hard. It's very hard to... People think of it as being something kind of silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it is a lot of hard work.
There are 4 cheer competitions before the grand finale in May, the provincial championships. The QMS Cougars took the title in 2004 and have been working to regain the top spot ever since. Despite the fact that the team is in the gym several times a week, learning dance, cheer, stunts, jumps, and gymnastics, they believe they don't get the same respect that other school teams get.
People look at cheerleading, they kind of think of it as being silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it's a lot of hard work. We don't really get the respect because people don't think of it as a sport, but it is considered a sport. It's actually considered a high-risk sport.
The Cougars will take the floor again on March 15th at St. Stephen High School, where they hope to bring home a first-place trophy. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jill Clausen, Centennial College Radio News.
In hockey playoff action, since the Leafs are out, fans will have to find another Canadian team to root for. The Ottawa Senators start their 7-game series against the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight in Pittsburgh. The game starts at 7 p.m. The Calgary Flames are in San Jose tonight to face off against the Sharks. Game time is 10 p.m. And the Montreal Canadiens start things up tomorrow night at home against the Boston Bruins. And that's sports. Simone will have entertainment news after a quick break.
Olé, amigos! Su casa means your home, and that's how Ramona wants you to feel when you visit her at San Antonio's most elegant Mexican restaurant, Su Casa. Ramona features the most popular dishes from Mexico, including enchiladas verdes or rancheros, chili con queso or chimichangos. But Ramona also has special family recipes that you won't find anywhere else. Try pescado en concha. Chunks of sole in rich cream and cheddar cheese sauce, served in scallop shells. Or scallops La Jolla, prepared with wine, lemon juice, and 3 kinds of cheese. Or baked swordfish manzanillo. See Ramona today, where her home is your home. Su casa!
Hi everyone. Bob Dylan has made music history today. The musician is the first rocker to ever be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his famous music and lyrics. The legendary singer-songwriter is being recognized for his profound impact on American music culture. Previous recipients who have been honored with this award include legendary composer George Gershwin and jazz musician John Coltrane. George Clooney is making headlines once again. This time it's to raise awareness about China's foreign policies in Sudan. The Oscar-winning actor met with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown yesterday as the two watched the Olympic torch arrive in San Francisco. The Prime Minister praised Clooney's efforts for drawing attention to the Darfur crisis, calling it a humanitarian effort of colossal proportions. Meanwhile, on our side of the border, the National Jazz Awards were handed out last night. The big winners for the night included pianist Hilario Duran and bassist Jody Prosnick. They took home 3 trophies each. Aboriginal people in Australia were given some great news recently. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced that he plans on focusing to present an apology to Aboriginals living in Australia for centuries of oppression. Australian musician and Aboriginal supporter Xavier Rudd spoke to Drew Burner at Toronto's Danforth Music Hall.
It was a movement of the people, like many times before, who stood up for peace and sat down for war.
Xavier Rudd was raised on music, spirituality, and respect for the earth. You can hear it each time he strums a chord or pounds out a beat. Being raised in rural Australia, he grew up close to its Aboriginal people, learning their traditions and their history. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced recently that his government would be making an official apology to his country's native people for centuries of oppression. The musician Rudd was happy to hear that the people he's so close to would finally be getting something they've long deserved.
It's a stop. That's what I'm thinking about. It's a stop. There's a long, long way to go.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of oppression. It's one of the biggest oppressions in our modern world, you know, this situation in Australia. And it's ongoing. It's still the same.
Well, yeah.
And it's the same here in Canada.
Some of Xavier Rudd's favorite instruments are his yidaki, which are didgeridoos that some believe are the world's oldest musical instruments. They were given to him as gifts by native elders from his homeland. While on his current North American tour, he's brought along an Australian Aboriginal performer who plays the yidaki alongside Rudd at each concert. Many of Rudd's songs, such as Mana and Message Stick, use the instrument extensively. But as important as his music and his commitment to Aboriginal people are to him, his family will always be his top priority. When asked what he would do with his life if he didn't have music, Rudd replied,
"Live with my kids in the bush and surf."
Really? That's it?
No, that's it.
Xavier Rudd's North American tour continues west through the Canadian prairies, wrapping up with a sold-out show February 22nd in Vancouver. Drew Berner, Centennial College Radio News.
Fox's American Idol will be hosting their charity show, Idol Gives Back, tonight. The show will be bringing on big names like Brad Pitt, Celine Dion, and Reese Witherspoon to help with the cause. The goal from tonight's show is to raise money for 6 charities. For more information, check out AmericanIdol.com. And that's the news and entertainment. And now back to Dave for a wrap-up.
Thanks, Simone. And that's the news for now. For more newscasts, you can check us out online at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here, thanks for listening and have a great day.